Blog Talk Radio.
Up here in the saddle this evening.
I just got back in from Straightway, Georgia East. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We have an interesting show preparing for you here tonight. Let me see. Elder Rufus is in Houston, Texas. Elder Rufus is in Houston, Texas. And if you are anywhere near the Houston, Texas area within 3 hours, 4 hours, whatever it is, you may want to get over there and spend Shabbat with Elder Rufus. Hallelujah. Brother Yashar Rob is here from the DMV, head of the DMV assembly out there, which that's going to be our next stop, is the DMV. Man, where's Rob at, man? Where's Rob down here? Man. Man, I forgot to tell him, man. Rob's probably up in the guest room, even in the tabernacle, man. But if Rob, y'all get Rob on the land, tell him to come on in here to the dungeon. Tell him to come into the lion's den here tonight. When they brought Rob, you're shot. He's here. Yeah, tell him to get down there to the lion's den. All right, tell him to come on to the lion's den, Brother Brent. Thank you, Brother Kabir. Every bit helps, man, especially when these years start rolling over, man. You know, I can only hope, and I'm sure that Teacher Shane will bear witness to the sentiment to what I just got finished saying. You can only hope that as the years go by, that we are able, some way, somehow, to impart some kind of wisdom.
Yes.
To the generations coming after us, because so many people are trading a relationship with the Most High Yah for a bowl of pottage.
Yes.
What do you think, Teach?
Very much
bowl
so.
Of pottage, man.
Yeah, they just ditching life and just going head over heels to death.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's what they're doing.
Yeah.
Glory to the King. You know what? Hey, mother, go ahead and ask Mother Carol to bring her chair in here.
Okay.
What? Make some room for little Rob to get in here tonight. What up, Brother Yashar? I forgot he was here. We'll be right with y'all in just a second, okay? So just bear with us, all right? Be right with y'all in just a second. But all is well in the land of the living. Hallelujah. We doing well, doing fine. At least it seems that way. By the will of the Most High. Yeah. Let me give y'all a mailing address here for a second. I'll be right back with y'all, okay? Sister Wenda. Hallelujah from Canada.
Shalom, this is Sister Wenda. I hope that all of you are enjoying the broadcast that you're listening to right now. We appreciate each and every last one of you, our faithful listeners and supporters of the Straightway Truth radio broadcast. We try to make sure that we do our due diligence and do our best to ensure that you have the best broadcast as well as the truth coming to you in the hour that we're living in right now. If you would like to help us in this endeavor, your offering will be greatly appreciated in the work of the ministry of the Most High Yah. Our mailing address for your gift, offering, or letter of support is Charles Dowell Jr. That's Charles Dowell Jr. And Dowell is spelled D-O-W-E-L-L. 506 Ellington Drive. Ellington is spelled E-L-L-I-N-G-T-O-N. P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee. And Lafayette is spelled L-A-F-A-Y-E-T-T-E 37083. Again, our mailing address is Charles Dowell Jr., 506 Ellington Drive, P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee 37083. If you would like to contact us by way of phone, the country code is 1 Area code 615-688-3025. That's 1-615-688-3025. You may leave a message there, and be the Father's will, we will do whatever we can to try to return your message. It is our hope and our prayer that as you continue to listen to the Straightway Truth Ministry, and as you apply the teachings of this ministry, that you are finding peace and growth within you, your family, and life as well. Please tell others so that the truth may also have an impact and touch others' lives so that they may enjoy the benefits of the truth of Jesus Christ just like we all are. Shalom, the King is coming.
Well, hallelujah, shalom, the King is coming. Well, here he is, and here's Brother Yashar from the DMV, the head of the DMV Straightway. That's our next stop. Be the Father's will, and we believe it is the Father's will, providing that he has not decided to start the Great Tribulation, which we're all looking for. But we in here tonight with myself, Brother Yashar, Brother Teacher, Teacher Sam. Matter of fact, you had a what, 12-hour drive to get here?
Yes, sir.
12, at least 12. I only did half of that today coming from Georgia, but I get it, man. It's always good to see your face, though.
Oh, it's an honor and privilege to be here, Shepard.
Always honor to see you, man. Hey, I'm sure everybody can hear you, but yeah, make sure you speak up a little bit louder.
Yes, sir.
It picks up pretty good, but we want to make sure you're getting heard, my brother.
Yes, sir.
Tell everybody out there a little bit about yourself, my brother.
Yes, sir.
You came across the ministry. You know what I mean? What the Most High God is working and what he's doing.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. A little background. I got born again when I was about 13. I started preaching when I was 18.
Mm.
I'm 45 today. And I started in the AME church.
Mm.
I went to the non-denominational Church of God of Christ Apostolic Church. Served in different capacities.
You 45 today?
Not today.
Okay.
I'll be 45, be 46
later. Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Yes, sir. And served in the apostolic ministry, went to Bible college, went to seminary. Didn't learn that.
Boy, you've been baptized in stupidity, haven't you?
Stupidity. Stupidity.
That's all right. You got to start somewhere, don't you?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And I would say about 7 years ago, after serving in different capacities as ordained deacon,
mm-hmm.
Children's church pastor, youth pastor.
Man, you done chewed a lot of dirt.
Yes, took a lot of stripes.
Took a lot of stripes.
A lot of open rebukes.
Mm.
A lot of open rebukes. Men's pastor, assistant to my shepherd for 12 years, and Most High called me out of that.
Mm.
And began to do community ministry, working with young men
mm-hmm.
in Washington, D.C., working with men coming home from prison, the homeless,
mm-hmm.
Working in politics, worked in DOD, military intelligence, for a few years.
Mm.
I was assistant chaplain for an NFL team, the Jacksonville Jaguars. And about 7 years ago, the Father woke me up to the importance of keeping the commandments.
Ah.
And our identity in Christ as Israel.
Mm-hmm.
My grandfather was a Pentecostal holiness pastor and a lumberjack. And so it's a heredity thing, you know. It's in the
gotcha.
Blood.
Gotcha.
Yes, sir.
Hard work is in the blood.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And about 4 years ago, I started watching the ministry. Four and a half years ago, I started watching the ministry. I followed IUIC for a while,
mm-hmm.
fellowshipped. I didn't really, the spirit wasn't there.
Right, right.
Plus, the doctrine on the strangers kind of threw me off a little bit. I didn't, that didn't sit too well with me.
Mm.
And then I was with GOCC for some time.
Mm.
I studied. And then Spirit led me to follow Pastor
Dow. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So I think the first time I met you, wasn't it at the Hebrews, the Negroes conference?
Yes,
so
we had spoken on Blog Talk, and I had been talking
with
Brother Becker for, you know, some time, and Pastor Corey via phone. and I had a dream, and that dream said go to make sure you go to Detroit and make sure you go to Tabernacles. And I got baptized, and I didn't care what name was that.
Right, right.
Spirit, I went to the line you was at.
Right.
And it went down, and it, without me thinking about it, the first words that came out of my mouth when I came out of the water was, will you be my pastor?
Yeah, I remember that.
Yes, sir. I remember that. Yes, sir. And it's been a blessed experience ever since.
A lot of education in your background after the world.
Oh, man.
Well, all of it ain't in vain because you did learn something.
A little bit.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
That's not to be discredited, it's kind of because all those pathways that you had to end up going through, it's a journey.
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir.
It's a journey. A journey you're able to speak to.
Yes, sir.
Because no doubt somebody else is probably on the same or have been on the same journey, doing the same teaching.
Yes, sir.
Of the Most High. Also, well, you came to Jacksonville.
Oh, yeah.
There you came to Jacksonville.
Oh, yeah.
Brother, you know,
and Atlanta.
And you came to Atlanta.
Yeah.
You came to Jacksonville, and you went to Dallas.
Yes, sir.
Man.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you're rolling.
Just being obedient, follow the man of Yah.
You are rolling.
Yes,
so,
sir.
Let's go ahead, because a lot of people, they didn't make it to neither one of those meetings.
Yes, sir.
So, you know, a testimony out of mouth of two more witnesses.
Oh, yeah.
Every word is going to be established.
Yes, sir.
So, you can tell the difference between Atlanta.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And went to Jacksonville.
Yes, sir.
And then from Jacksonville to Dallas.
Yes, sir.
Speak to that, my brother. And Summer, do you want some water? Some water to drink? You good?
Fine.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So go ahead and speak to and testify to what you experienced and saw and witnessed.
Yes, sir.
And the contrast
between
each one of those. Just go ahead and be honest.
Well, first and foremost, and I served in ministry in Jacksonville for 12 years. So I'm very familiar with that atmosphere. I saw Atlanta, and it seemed like the Spirit has just been increasing, the power has been increasing. I think Paul said it like this. He said, I don't know the word of them, but the power, the demonstration of the Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was a seminary school pastor, I sat in class with pastors of established ministries for 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I've not seen the level of the anointing on them that's on your life.
Wow, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
All praise to the Most High.
All praise to the Most High Yah.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw the Spirit move in Atlanta.
Mm.
I saw signs and wonders in Jacksonville, people getting set free of demonic spirits. But in Dallas, oh my goodness.
Mm.
Signs, wonders, miracles. What we see in reading in the Bible, we experienced it right there in front of us. And I'm not seeing that type of power in the different Hebraic camps. And I've seen them. But I'm hearing a lot of doctrine. I'm hearing a lot of knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hearing a lot of zeal, but not according to knowledge.
Right.
And Christ said it like this. He said, you err not knowing the scriptures, nor the power of God.
Uh-huh.
And so people, they got the scriptures. They think they got the scriptures. But they don't know the power of God. They don't have the scriptures, nor do they have the power of God. But what I've experienced firsthand by being led by the Spirit is a balance of both. The scriptures, I've learned more here sitting under and at the feet of the shepherd. I've learned more here than I've learned in 8 years of seminary school.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
In the last 4 years, I've learned more from just listening, submitting to authority, sitting down and shutting up, and being taught.
I understand what that means.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But the power is here, and it is a privilege to see what we see in the book living in front of us today. Hallelujah.
You know, my brother, Michael Israel, we started calling it a dry bones conference.
Yes, sir.
And, you know, Elder Rufus had told Michael Israel, says, man, you're going to learn something.
Yeah.
So we the Dry Bones Conference did not go the straight way.
Okay.
In Atlanta. All right, did not go the straight way. Michael Israel was just coming in.
Yes, sir.
And he was, you know, only doing what he knew to do.
Yes, sir.
And we were supporting him.
Yes, sir.
What he knew to do.
Yes, sir.
And we told him, you know, right from after that conference right there, we said, okay, from this point on, we got a straightway guy.
Yes, sir.
We got it from there.
Yes, sir.
And that's not to say that he didn't do well with what he knew.
Yeah.
All right, he did well with what he knew. Then he had another guy that loved to do music, was Beloved Daoud or something like that. And Beloved Daoud wanted to come to Jacksonville.
Right.
I said, ain't nothing hindering him from coming to Jacksonville. Beloved Daoud, you could have came to Jacksonville. And Michael Israel called me up and said, well, you know, Beloved Daoud, you know, he wants to come to Dirt. I said, that's fine. He can come. Tell him to sit up there on the front row.
Right.
But he also, he wants to come and perform. I said, no, he can't come and perform. So he can perform by sitting his ass on that front row of that seat right there in line.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's right.
We ain't going to do no performing. We ain't going to do no. We doing too much singing, too much dancing today.
That's right.
And I am, you know, I'm definitely not against singing and dancing. We do it all the time.
Yes, sir. And do it tonight.
There you go.
Hallelujah.
There you go. But there's a time for everything under the sun.
Yes, sir.
And we're not here to entertain. So we're going to see how serious Beloved Daoud was.
Okay.
Anyway, Beloved Daoud didn't even show up because he couldn't perform. So, it made no big deal with us. No big deal.
Yes, sir.
But we saw the way the Most High God moved in Jacksonville. He moved in Jacksonville, too.
Oh, yeah.
And then we got Dallas. The Most High God moved again according to the need.
Yes, sir.
Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Tell me what you heard and saw.
Because,
you know, I can talk about it all night long.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
And they hear from me all the time, but to have a witness is another story.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. Well, you know, you said something important about, you know, to your point about sitting down being taught. What is it, the book of Hebrews, I think around the fifth or sixth chapter, says, by this time you ought to be teachers.
There you go.
But you have need that one teach you, again, which be the first principles of the oracles of the Most High. Yeah, we got to be taught again. And if you ain't willing to do that, be taught again, even if you think you're right, you need to sit down and revisit and sit down. Under somebody that can tell you behind and shut up.
Yeah.
And just listen. And it's the testimony, the power. What I saw in Dallas, I'm shutting up and listening. I don't have an opinion. I don't have an opinion. Whatever, hey, listen, standard operating procedures is how I pass down. Hey, look, and how Elder Rubens them say it. SOP.
Yeah.
Standard operating procedures. I saw people's hands. I mean, I saw back straightening out, legs growing out, people being healed, all kind of things that they were plagued with. And it's an amazing testimony to what Yeshua himself said. He said, these signs will follow them that believe. They'll lay hands on the sick. They'll cast out devils.
Mm-hmm.
I'm seeing it right here, right here in this ministry.
You hear that? Get Mark 16:17. We're going to start there. We're going to verify exactly what he said.
Hallelujah.
Let's go. As a matter of fact, start at verse 15 and read Mark 16, verse 15, 16 to 17. Reteach.
And he said unto them.
What did he say?
Go ye into all the world.
And do what?
And preach the gospel to every creature.
Some of the creatures.
Every creature.
Only the black creatures.
Every creature.
The melanated creatures.
Every creature.
The discriminated creatures.
Every creature.
Only the Caucasians.
Every creature.
The Latinos.
Every.
Not the Japanese.
Every.
The Indians.
Every.
The Colombians.
Every.
Come on, man, the Koreans.
Every.
The people over in the Philippines.
Every creature.
Just the people in America and America.
Every creature.
So preach the what, the message to how many people?
To every creature.
And what type of people?
Every
creature. Every creature. Come on.
He that believeth.
He that do what?
Believeth.
And they show to believe by doing what?
And is baptized.
And is baptized, showing that you do believe the message. Come on.
Shall be saved.
Shall be what?
Saved.
He's going to be delivered. He's going to be healed. He's going to be set free. Come on.
But he that believeth not.
Don't worry about if you don't believe, because there's a place for you. It's called what? Damnation.
Shall be damned.
Come on.
And these signs
and
shall
what?
Follow them.
Signs.
And these what?
Signs.
Signs.
Notice, signs follow believers. Believers don't go looking for signs.
Mm-hmm.
They don't go searching for signs.
No, sir.
They don't go chasing for signs.
No, no,
they
no.
automatically accompany them that believe.
Yes, sir.
Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Read on.
In my name?
In his what?
Name.
Now look at all the names. Yahweh Shai, Yahshua,
man.
Yahweh,
man.
Jesus, Yeshua, Yeshua, Yahai. I mean, they go on and on and on. I mean, there's a bunch of them out there. But the believers are the ones who know his name.
Yes, sir.
I keep trying to tell you, people get caught up on the vernacular, the twisting of the tongue, and don't even pay attention to the spirit.
Mm.
No, the spirit, is it not the spirit is the one who actually gives us the utterance in the first place?
Yes, sir. Mm. Yes, sir.
Is it not the one? He's not the one, right?
Yes,
he is the one that gives us the utterance.
Yes.
And you think that the Ruach is so stupid that he don't know them that are his?
Mm.
You think the Ruach so stupid that he can't give utterance to those that are his?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, come on. You can sit up here and you can fall out all day long over how you say a word or language, but if you're not producing what this book says right here, if you ain't got the confirmation, that means he ain't approved of you. You approved of yourself.
Ooh.
But heaven, Shemaim hasn't approved of you. That's straight up book. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name
shall they cast out devils.
They're going to look at devils.
Cast out.
They're going to go to the hospital and get some drugs and numb them.
Cast out.
They're going to go to the palm reader and just massage them a little bit.
Cast out.
We just deal with them for the rest of our life because, after all, man, there's no organic healing.
Cast them out.
Oh, so in his name they're going to do what?
Cast out devils.
They're going to cast out devils. Come on.
They shall speak with new tongues.
Oh, you mean new tongues, something that is not commonly heard amongst man.
Uh-huh.
It's a new tongue. It's a language that only heaven himself can give. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Right. Come on.
They shall take up serpents.
And what are they going to do?
And if they drink any deadly thing,
it shall not do what?
It shall not hurt them.
Come on.
They shall lay hands on the sick.
You talking about the believers is going to be able to do all this stuff,
yes,
right?
Sir.
This
yes,
is
sir.
A resume of believers.
I'm following.
Come on.
They shall lay hands on the sick.
And they're going to do what?
And they shall recover.
And why? Do you hear that? They're going to lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Go to John 7, verse 38 and 39. So, while we're sitting up here this night, testifying to the goodness of Yahshua HaMashiach, my job is not to do like a lot of the people who had, they call them healing ministries and all those other stuff. It ain't no healing ministry. It's what you're supposed to do. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
My job is to do whatever I can to teach Israel so that they can get about their father's business and do it, and then so that they can end up teaching somebody else.
Yes, sir.
We can spread this thing out.
Spread it out. Yes,
and not just keep it with a select chosen few in the glee club, if you understand what I mean.
Yes, sir.
You got the secrets of the kingdom and stuff, but you don't want to share it because you want everybody to look towards you. No, we want everybody to look towards Yah. That's
yes,
what we want, right?
Yes, sir.
So we're going to teach everybody we can, show them, demonstrate them, and show teach them, and then let Yah get in the business of doing what he designed for us to do in the first place.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Was to dispense his power because he's in us. Is that right? John 7:38 and 39, read on.
He that believeth on me.
Now, we're going to find out the people who really, truly believe. Because there's a lot of people that say they believe. We're going to find out what does the book say.
Yes, sir.
Who believes?
Yeah.
Not middle of sin. Who believes?
Oh.
Come on.
He that believeth on me.
As a what?
As the scripture.
As a what? That's it.
The scripture.
You'll read that over in Yeshayahu, the 28th chapter. You're going to read that right there. And over there, you're going to read it in Joel chapter 2, verse 28, 29. That's where you're going to read it from. But read on.
Out of his belly?
The Yeshayahu 28, verse 11 and 12. That's where it is. Come on.
Out of his belly shall flow rivers of living.
Living.
Water.
Living.
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 Water.
Water.
Y'all hear that? Y'all hear that? Out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Joel. Chapter 2, verse 1, that's what it said. Don't go there yet, we got some more to do. Read on.
But this
what?
He spake of the Spirit.
Of the what?
Of the Spirit.
This is the thing, Yeshua, that I keep trying to tell people all the time, that this is what's missing in the daytime and how we're living in right now.
Yes, sir.
What we're missing is we're missing, and we don't have any honor, and we don't have no respect
and we're missing the last manifestation of Yah on this earth before he comes. The Father manifested himself,
yes, sir,
to Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Moses. Come on. He talked to David through the prophet.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Samuel.
Yes, sir.
Nathaniel. Is that right? Appeared to Solomon twice.
Yes.
You hear that? Came in the form of sinful flesh.
Mm-hmm.
Yahshua HaMashiach.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Second manifestation.
Come on. Yes, sir.
Second manifestation.
Yes.
All right? He says, I'm going to leave.
Uh-huh.
But then I'm going somewhere. Go to John 14:26. I'm going to leave this place, and I'm going somewhere.
Yes, sir.
But I'm not going to leave you comfortless. Is that what he said?
That's what he said.
That's what he said. Read that, teacher.
But the comforter.
But the who?
Comforter.
Which is the what?
Which is the Holy Spirit.
He's the Holy Spirit. Come on.
Whom the Father will send.
He's going to send him how?
In my name.
That's why I said on the day of Pentecost, you need to ask.
Yes.
You need to just flat out ask, and you'll receive. Because the day of Pentecost, when it came, fully come, that's when the Ruach HaKodesh was made available to us. The last manifestation of Yah. Here it is. So I know you got the ears to hear. A lot of people don't. I'm going to try this again. You see, Yahshua went on back to the kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I'm going to send somebody a comforter.
Yes, sir.
Which is going to abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth.
Yes, sir.
Is that right? Keep reading, teach.
He shall teach you all.
What's he going to do?
Teach you all that.
The comforter is the one that's doing all the teaching.
Yes, sir.
You may see a silhouette of a man like Pastor Dow.
Yes, sir.
But there's somebody under the unction and under the power and under the direction and the rule of the Ruach.
Yes, sir.
The Holy Spirit.
Yes, sir.
All right?
Yes, sir.
He is the one that's doing the teaching.
Yes, sir.
You ever talk to somebody, minister to somebody, you don't even have a Bible sitting in front of you, nothing like this, and they're asking you questions, making statements, and the Ruach is just giving you what to say to him.
Yes, sir.
You probably haven't read that passage of scripture in 5 years.
No, sir.
And yet it's still, he's bringing all things to your remembrance. Whatsoever he has said to you. He is the one that's doing the ministering to the people.
Yes, sir.
He is the one that's doing the teaching.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Are you following? He just needs a vehicle. He needs a vessel that's submitted to him. Reteach.
Yes, sir.
And bring all things to your remembrance.
What?
Whatsoever I have said unto you.
You hear that? That's what the Ruach does. That's what the Holy Spirit does. You got to be submitted. You got to be yielded to him.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what people are missing.
Yes, sir.
They're missing the last manifestation of Yah before we see the King come back again himself.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
See, the problem is I'm going to give you all some again like I try to do every Sabbath. I know it sometimes goes wrong with your head.
Yes, sir.
Yahshua said, if I be lifted up, I'm going to draw all men unto him. You can only do it by a Ruach, and the Ruach said he's not going to testify of himself, but he's going to testify of the one that came.
Yes.
That's what he said.
Yes, sir.
And nobody is receiving the Holy Spirit. Nobody's talking about the Holy Spirit. Everybody's talking about the Father's name. Everybody's talking about the Son, arguing on who he is, and the Holy Spirit is totally ignored in this generation. And then we wonder why we're powerless in this daytime and hour when we live at. Wonder why he ain't moving.
Yes, sir.
You hear me all the time talk about the Holy Spirit. You were there in Jacksonville tonight talking about the Holy Spirit.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And what took place in Dallas was this. I actually would read a passage of Scripture, and I was getting ready. I would tell you what's getting ready to take place.
Oh, man. Yes, sir.
I would tell you what's getting ready to take place.
Yes, sir.
But see, we've been in these meetings and these conferences so many times we would have got mine numb. We ain't even expect it. We say we expect it, but we ain't even expect it.
Hallelujah.
We've been there so many times. Ah, okay, I heard you. Okay, then what happens when he comes?
Yes, sir.
When he falls and he honors his word like he said he would. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
When he honors his word. You cut that AC on, teacher. I'm getting hot in this place, boy. It's getting hot in here, which is fine with me, too. But the key to all this is giving respect and honor to the power of Yah, which is the Holy Spirit.
Yes, sir.
When you do that, are you following me?
Yes.
He is going to bring forth the one that we all should be worshiping. It all ends up back at the Father. Every good of it does. This is the Father's work. marvelous thing it's doing, going on in the sight of our eyes. Every single bit of, it is. People are robbed. Yes, sir. Listen, they are ignoring the Holy Spirit today.
Yes, sir.
Inquisitive spirit. Yeah, it's like he's not even in the room.
That's it.
Not even in the room.
You know, Pastor, there's some times where you're a busy man.
Yeah, come on.
And I intentionally don't bother you with certain things because I know the spirit is in you, the Ruach. And there's been so many times, and then even the men up in the DMV area can testify this. Shalom, brothers. I know you're listening. We have a conversation on a Friday night or a Thursday night.
Mm-hmm.
Pastor get up and says verbatim
the same exact
thing.
You like it's like I got a camera or something.
I'm like, Pastor, he must got a camera.
I'm going around with a microphone and texting like, Pastor, all in our business. How is this possible?
And we know it's all praise to the Most High Yah. It's all praise to the Most High Yah. And it's confirmation, it's affirmation. And as we continue to grow and mature, the Most High Yah sends men to confirm that which he's already saying to us.
That's right. That's right. That's right, my brother.
That's it. That's it.
And the only thing we're trying to do,
yes, sir,
is we're trying to,
it is serious, I've got you.
The only thing we're trying to do is we're trying our best, whatever we got, this is my job,
yes, sir,
is to teach and to give it.
Because
this ain't got to spread out.
Yes, sir.
It can't just spread out with straightway and pass it out alone by itself.
Hallelujah.
It's got to go.
Yes, sir.
It's got to go from willing vessels.
That's right.
Who ain't willing. Hey, somebody who's willing to step out on the water.
Yes, sir.
Come on the water. It's fine.
Yes, sir. That's it.
Temperature just fine. It's all good.
That's it.
And everyone that has the eyes to see and the ears to hear,
yes,
I'm going to teach them. I'm going to show them. I'm going to do just like what he said, go into all nations, teaching them.
That's
what he said, right?
That's it. And you know what, Pastor? The thing is that in the book of Ephesians chapter 4, he said he led captivity captive.
Yeah, and gave
gifts.
Unto who?
Men.
Come on.
And those gifts were pastors, apostles, prophets,
evangelists,
and teachers.
Come on.
And some of the biggest problems that Israel have today is they don't respect authority.
Say it again.
They don't respect authority, and they don't know how to recognize the gift in the person of a man because they can't see past the flesh.
Come on.
Or the outer exterior.
Yeah.
Or the whatever it is, and you don't have an ear to hear what the Spirit is saying to you.
You got that right.
He gave gifts unto men.
Gifts.
And until we can learn to recognize those gifts, he said what? Those that labor among us are worthy of what? Worthy of what? Double honor. Until Israel can recognize the gifts, the pastors, the shepherds that feed us according to knowledge, that feed us from the very heart, mind, the heartbeat of the Most High Yah, we're going to be in trouble because I'm telling you, when I'm as a witness, I feel like I'm in a time machine going back to the videos, listening to what the Spirit was talking to Pastor Alzheimer way back then. All that stuff is happening right now.
Right now.
So, Pastor, we honor you. We recognize that the Father has given you a gift as a gift to us. And let me tell you that the workman is worthy of his wages. He's worthy of his hire and double honor. And Israel, what did he say? What did Yeshua say when he marveled at the favor of that centurion?
Yeah, he did.
He did, didn't he?
He did. He flat out marveled. He said, I've not seen so great faith in all of Israel. All the centurion, all they had to do is just say, hey, check it out. I'm a man of authority. I'm under authority.
Under authority.
And I'm a man of authority. I say to one servant, come.
Uh-huh.
He comes. I tell him to go. He goes. Same thing likewise with me.
That's right.
You ain't got to come to my house. Just say the word only.
Say the word only.
That's all you got to do.
Say it.
Speak it. That's authority.
Authority.
Just say the word only. And it will be so.
And then Pastor, he told him, he said, but in Israel, it's going to be weeping and gnashing of teeth. He said, many gonna come from the north, south, east, and west, and sit down with Abraham,
Isaac, and Jacob.
But the children of the kingdom, they're gonna be thrust out in the outer darkness, where there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Because you're stiff-necked and you are rebellious.
And all that, the publican and the harlot is gonna go in before
somebody. Oh, man. The Gentiles gonna go in before some of Israel gonna go in.
That's
the stranger, the Edomite, the Ethiopian, but the children of the kingdom gonna be cast out
into outer darkness. Yeshua said that.
Yes, he did.
Was gonna be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
That's right.
Don't miss this. Don't miss y'all day of visitation. Don't miss this. Don't listen. It's undeniable. We are literally doing a good work. We can't come down.
No, sir.
Can't come down.
No, sir.
We're going to exalt the kingdom.
Hallelujah.
In this daytime and hour, we're going to exalt the kingdom. I didn't make that poster back there. Somebody made it for me.
That's right.
I put it up there. I don't care nothing about my name back there. I care about his name
and
lifting him up.
Yes, sir.
Will you see me when we go to these meetings? Do I ever talk about me?
No.
Do I talk about him?
I
always lift him. That's another secret.
Hallelujah.
He said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. That's what he said.
Yes.
And that's another reason why people miss it.
Hallelujah.
Because they're lifting them damn selves up.
Oh.
And they're not lifting him up. I'm telling you, y'all, that's what they're doing.
Yes, sir.
I'm telling you. Men worship. They're getting it all wrong. And see, they get all mad at me because I don't like his delivery.
Oh.
I don't like his application. Well, Paul said, though I be rude in speech, yet not in knowledge. So you people better wake up.
That's
forget
right.
about all this little soft spoken stuff
man.
Like I'm telling you.
And what they say about it, probably that these are unlearned men.
Unlearned.
He takes things, but we can say
they no.
They've been with Jesus.
Been with Jesus.
Probably
take no. Better take no.
Better take no.
And we're going to do everything we can to teach everybody. You know, our next stop is the DMV.
Yes, sir.
It is the DMV. That's our next stop.
Yes, sir.
And you know what's going to happen since then?
Yes, sir.
I had Brother Israel call me up. And he says, hey, Pastor, check it out. You told me to keep on making the video. And I did.
Mm-hmm.
After you told me to.
Mm-hmm.
He said there's some people up in Ohio,
mm-hmm.
Kentucky area, 100 of them. And say they want to come up and get some teachings, get word.
Yes.
Did you tell me I got somebody out there in Portland, Oregon?
Oregon, right? Yeah, Portland, Oregon. They sent me a message just a couple days ago.
What did they say, Rob?
I sent them one of his past messages. He broke it down.
Mm-hmm.
So clear about the history, what Constantine did. It was so crystal clear.
Mm-hmm.
I sent him the video, and it's a whole fellowship of very established men, military, police, people that got. Listen, I'm talking about professors of Bible colleges.
Oh, here we go again.
All that there. They say, look, we got to keep the commandments. When is Pastor Dow coming out? To Portland, Oregon.
Tell them I'm coming.
Yes, sir.
I'm coming, but see, I got to get past this obstacle in here.
Yes, sir.
That's coming up.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
We got Tabernacle.
Yeah.
I got past this good obstacle coming up.
Yep.
Woo! We got the DMV, and then we're going to be there.
You know, Pastor, they say that a prophet is not without honor.
Except what?
In his own house, among his own countrymen, among his own brethren. And he said, look, they don't receive you. He said, go ahead and shake the dust. Let it be a testimony unto them.
That's right.
It's going to be, more tolerable in that day? What, it was
Sodom.
And they don't receive you, Pastor, they got a people set up to receive you.
No, that's some people. They're ready.
Hallelujah, they're ready.
You know, it's amazing because I don't know what took place, but I told you 2020 was going to be one hell of a year. I said that at the beginning of the year.
Yes, sir.
Of a Roman year. I said it's going to be one hell of a year. And boy, has it not been one hell of a year.
Yes, sir.
Also, one hell of a year also means on the other side, it's been one hell of a year for the kingdom, too.
Oh, yeah.
Because if the devil cutting up, that means Yah is going to be cutting up as well. And he is drawing people unto him. That's what he's doing. You know, here it is. The prophet said, where is the good way? Seek for the old path, the old
multiple paths.
Yes, sir.
Search for them.
Search.
When you find them, you will find rest for your soul.
Yes, sir.
Ain't nobody that's really truly in a relationship with the Most High trying to put no roots down here on this earth right here. We just strangers and pilgrims. We passing through.
Yeah.
I mean, we enjoy some of the things that are here on this earth, but it's not our focus.
No, not
the focus is the kingdom.
Yes, sir.
Bro, I see your footprint. I see your work every time. I don't care where we at. Where we at in this world? You there?
Hallelujah.
You there?
You know, Pastor, you know, I was wrestling with some things for years.
Mm.
And it wasn't until I got prayed for by the shepherd that things began to break off my life.
Wow.
Hallelujah. I'm telling you.
Mm.
I mean, what they talk about, how the some seeds fall on stony ground.
Stony ground.
Some seeds fell among thorns and thistles.
Yeah.
Good ground.
Mm-hmm.
And when the Father himself, the Spirit led me here. You know, I had an opportunity to pastor a 1,000-person Hebrew church.
Oh, I get it.
I said, that's not what the Spirit is telling me. This Spirit, said, come sit and learn from Pastor Dow. Good ground.
You want to hear something?
Yes, sir.
I remember one night, early on in the ministry, I had a spirit appear before me. He says, just tone down some, and I'll make you a great preacher.
God agree.
Guess what? Guess who took that down hook, line, and sinker? Benny Hinn.
Benny Hinn.
T.D. Jakes. Cleflo Dollar. Kenneth Copeland. Kenneth Hagin.
Mm-hmm.
Fred Price. Joel Osteen. All of them bowed down and took that down, Price. You know what I told that spirit?
Mm-hmm.
I said, go to hell. And I went right back to sleep.
And that's something.
That's exactly what I did. Went right back to sleep.
Mm.
And the community wasn't even thought about then. Now I'm out here later on, I'm still working my damn fingers to the bone. Look at these hands right here. Look at these hands right here. I'm working. Look at these hands. Look.
Yeah.
Look, damn it. Working my damn fingers to the bone.
Yes, sir.
Teach, bring them hands up here and show them things. Bring them dogs up here. Put them in there. Put them up there close to that camp. Look at them dogs right there. I don't want to hear it, folks. I don't want to hear it. He's some rough hands.
Hey.
And they came because of building the kingdom.
Yes,
he said he's going to bless the labor of your hands.
Yes.
These people got it another way. They ain't thinking about y'all. They're using you people. They're policing you people. That's exactly what they're doing. But the Most High Yah would never deny himself. You know that for the Most High Yah to deny us would be to not, you know, deny himself, because he gave us his spirit. It ain't going to happen. It ain't going to happen. We are the children of the kingdom.
Yes.
And we are testifying of the kingdom and doing the kingdom work.
Yes.
Period. Point blank. That's what we're doing. And we're going to teach every Israelite that we can that have the eyes to see and the ears to hear how to do it. That's why I keep telling y'all, this tabernacle, get ready. Because it's going to be Israel here.
Yes.
Get ready.
Yes.
Come with the spirit of expectation and get ready.
Yes, sir.
You heard me say that before?
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Oh, yeah. You know, a couple of times, I think it was last tabernacle.
Yeah. I was getting ready. Go ahead.
Hey, mass deliverance.
Mm-hmm. I was getting ready to ask you about that. Go ahead.
Man, it was like straight up Ghostbusters.
I never figured it out.
Children were speaking sound like grown adults.
Come on
the ground, wiggling around like snakes. So you know it wasn't no fabrication.
It ain't no fabrication.
And you know, I seen a devil here too come out.
There you go.
But never at that level.
Not at this level.
50, 60, 100 people at the one time getting delivered all at the same time.
I said,
this is the anointing, right? I thought Michael Hinz's daughter get delivered.
Hey, no gimmicks, is it?
No gimmicks.
No radios.
None.
I mean, I'm security.
Nobody talking or anything.
We ain't nobody.
No.
I know that they had to wake y'all up when Michael Israel's daughter stopped.
Oh, yeah.
Come on. It's true.
So, listen. It's real, y'all, okay? Signs and wonders are following.
I'm saying devils are being cast out. I've been delivered 2 or 3 times.
Brother,
hallelujah.
I've been delivered 2 or 3 times since then.
You know, hey. Hallelujah. It's real. But it's a privilege. It's a privilege. So Israel, I don't care what you think you know. You just need to learn and relearn again. And then when you think you got it, learn all over again. But the Spirit is doing something here at this ministry.
DMV means D.C., Maryland, and Virginia.
Yes, sir.
It don't mean Delaware.
No, sir.
Delaware ain't nowhere near DMV.
No, sir.
It's way up north.
No, sir.
All right? And matter of fact, Maryland, they got strict gun laws, too, don't
they? Very strict gun laws. It's you can't have a clip. Certain types of, in D.C., if you walk in D.C. with a clip, with 10 rounds in, that's a felony.
It is over with.
Yeah, it's Virginia. We've already started identifying venues.
Good.
Over carry, you can walk with a gun on your hip in Virginia.
We have a meeting in Virginia.
Yeah, Virginia.
It's in Virginia.
Yes, sir. And we've already started identifying venues, the brothers there. Praise y'all.
Reveling in Virginia.
That's it.
Yes, y'all hear me? Virginia.
Yes, sir.
Make it close to all the rest of them, you know, central local.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And make sure you contact us. Let us know where it is.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
We'll have plenty of Israelite sisters and everybody else to help out in that area.
And believe me, Pastor, I learned my lesson. We're doing it exactly how Pastor said do it. and on the reason they do it. I learned my lesson. I learned by watching other people's situations and mistakes.
Yeah.
I learned. So, don't got to tell me. What fans? Hey, like, how you want the meet to run? We don't have no fence. How you want to go?
Hey, all we say is don't try to reinvent the wheel.
That's it. That's it.
We've been doing this a long time. I know y'all think of. Listen, if you go back looking on videos, you can see when there was a time that I didn't have none of this.
Yes, sir.
None of this gray hair right here. And if you see some videos posted up in 2012, chances are those videos was in 2002, 2003.
Yes, sir.
They just posted up in 2012.
Yes, sir.
I mean, all I got to do is really just look. You understand
what I mean? Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
In other words, I've been young. Yes. Now I'm getting old.
Yes, sir.
You follow me?
Yes, sir.
We getting old, Brother Shane.
Yes.
You know, Brother Shane's starting to get some gray hair. And he does pretty good by keeping his. he got some sprinkles, some salt and pepper going in there, too, now. It's getting there. It's coming. But it's about the word of the Most High God producing disciples, taught ones.
Hallelujah.
For his people. And that's what we're going to do.
Yes,
so how are things running up there in the DMV area?
You know,
how are going?
Hey, you know,
because I remember there was one sister we met up there in the Hebrews, the Negroes conference.
Yeah.
And then she fell off.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know.
Going during substance, you know what I mean?
I'm used to it. I stay focused on the Most High God.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the brothers are growing. I'm very, I see a lot of growth.
Good.
Brothers are maturing.
Hallelujah.
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 They're learning how to pray. They're learning how to apply.
Good.
And they're learning how to walk in the spirit of excellence.
Now, that's what I'm talking about.
Hallelujah.
That's exactly what I'm talking
Hallelujah.
About.
Hallelujah. And we're growing. And we got people waiting to get in the doors because of this COVID-19 thing.
Yeah.
And because they've had restrictions. I've had to pause and filter. And, and then, you know, they got, you know, there's certain types of things going on. I'm very careful in security.
Mm-hmm.
And we follow your example.
Good.
You know, we follow the example that we're learning. Elder Ruben's done a fabulous job. Thank you, Elder Snowman. I know you're listening.
Yeah, Elder Ruben's came up DMV.
Man, listen. Elder Ruben's, man, listen. That man, I know you act hard, Elder, but we know you love us.
Oh, Elder Ruben's, man. He's
you
hard.
Love us, man.
Matter of fact, he's in Texas.
He's in Texas, yeah.
He's all being in Texas, you know, El Roop, man, he gets it.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
He gets it, man. He just got it.
He cares about the people.
Yeah, he does.
You can tell, man. He cares about the people. And we just apply it with ourselves. I don't have an opinion. Just tell me what to do. What do we say? How do we say it? There's no need to reinvent the wheel. But the brothers are growing. We sit down and we watch every Shabbat broadcast. And then the brothers get around and talk about the word. Talk about the word.
We do.
And we digest and we regurgitate the things that the shepherd is teaching us, has taught us. And on Friday nights, prior to Shabbat, we get together and we pray and bring out the word.
Good.
And then you end up talking about it on Shabbat.
Go hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Y'all good.
And,
I know what y'all doing, he's just trying to get us ready.
Yes, sir.
That's all he's doing. He's trying to get us ready for the great day. That's what he's doing. Now, we need, what we need more than anything, my brother, is more serious-minded people. Is that right,
yeah.
Teach?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
We need more serious-minded people.
Oh, yeah. That's it. And, you know, I've met, listen, I'm learning a lot, and I've seen a lot in terms of what is going on in the Hebrew community.
Right, right.
I've not met a more serious-minded group of people than I've met here in Spain.
My brother, I agree with you. 100% I do. Matter of fact, this tabernacle, I'm going to give an example. This tabernacle, you know, we have a Navy SEAL in the ministry.
Yes, sir.
Right?
Yes, sir.
So we're going to be doing some CQC, close quarters combat.
Yes, sir.
Training. And, of course, everybody's not going to be invited there because it's very damn dangerous.
Yeah.
You understand me?
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
It's not saying that one person is better than the other, but,
yeah.
You know, majority of people that's going to be in that class is already trainers and
already
veterans.
Trained, yes, sir.
You understand what I mean?
Yeah, we understand.
Because the SEAL ain't going to, the frogman ain't going to be playing.
No.
If you understand what I mean? Me and Gideon are going to be taking orders from him.
I understand.
You understand what I mean?
I understand.
Because that's their expertise.
Hey,
you understand what I mean?
That's it.
And, brother, but what I'm getting to is that, I mean, you have to, same way with the walk, you've got to be willing to be taught.
That's it.
You've got to be willing to inconvenience yourself.
Yes.
And you know the reason why deliverance ain't going real good going forward in the ministry like it should?
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
It's because you got too many damn selfish people in it.
Mm-hmm.
People want deliverance, but they don't want to burn the midnight oil to learn all the intricates of deliverance,
yes, sir.
So it can be a benefit to deliver somebody else.
Yes.
They want to say, come pray for me, come and deliver me, come and help me and stuff, but they don't want me to want to be an asset to the kingdom. What did Yahshua say? The harvest is plenty, but the laborers are few. That's exactly what the hell is going on today. People run from labor. They run from it.
And they don't want to learn how to be taught.
Why? Why? Tell me why.
You know, I can speak for myself.
Why?
You know, the biggest thing that you and Elder Rubens taught me about deliverance, we don't pray devils out. We command them out.
There you go.
I didn't know that. I would spend time trying to pray a devil out,
no,
and not get no results.
You command.
But as soon as Elder and Pastor taught me the difference
between praying
and commanding, I said, okay. You know, Pastor, we started seeing manifestations.
Mm.
By simply applying what the shepherds and the elders have been teaching us how to do. Simple as that. Commanding, not pray. It's real simple. Real, real simple.
Yeah. I'm just meditating. It's so simple, yet not so simple.
Yes, sir.
Because it's a fine line.
Yes, sir.
If you understand what I mean.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But I was just sitting up and thinking, man, I'm 54 years old, brother.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to be out there being kicking down doors with these young bucks.
All right.
You understand
now.
What
yes,
I mean?
Sir. You're doing it now. Yes, sir.
Brother, I mean, because you have to understand, man, when do you ever get too old to learn? Talk to me now. Somebody, damn it, talk
man,
to me.
Listen.
Talk to me.
Yeah, a foolish man refuses instruction.
Come on!
Man, I'm 45 years old.
Come on, brother.
I got multiple degrees. You know, I got a degree in business from Georgetown University.
Look at
him. 2 degrees from Georgetown. I studied at George Washington University. You know, as a child, I just didn't come to class with my dad.
Mm.
I got a master's degree in theology.
No, you own them brains, huh?
I got a, well, my, you know, I got a, kept me out of jail. I'm going to jail. I got a bachelor's degree in biblical. I still, listen, I'm being taught. I'm learning. And you know what? I'm not too proud to admit.
See, that's a modern-day Papa Paul.
I'm not a modern-day Papa Paul right there.
I'm not.
I learn more from brothers that
simple people.
I mean, just little people that's been with Pastor Dow for years that teach me stuff. Young men. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
I'll be like, okay, don't do it that way.
There you go. Do it this way.
I say, okay.
All right.
All right. Hallelujah.
And
it works.
There you go.
He said he's ordained strength in the mouths of what?
Babes.
And
suckling. That's right.
And the minute you get too proud that you can't learn from an elder or a child. If it's the truth, it's true. But he said he's going to make it, the truth on what? Make you what?
Free.
But you have to have ears to hear what the Spirit is saying. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And that's just one thing that we have to learn and teach Israel how to do, is how to have an ear to hear what the Spirit is saying to us, especially in this day and time.
Right.
Because we have to be like the sons of Issachar to know both sides, to what, times and seasons?
And seasons.
To know what Israel ought to do.
Exactly.
And listen, listen, if you're not preparing, if you're not storing up, if you're not preparing to come out, this mark of the beast is upon us.
Let me tell you about preparing. I know that we're getting ready to go through the CQB class, right?
Yes, sir.
And you can ask my size. I have literally been in there stretching this old-ass, beat-up-ass frame out. I've been stretching. I've been working out. I've been lifting. I've been doing everything I can to just get ready for this one class.
Yes, sir.
One class. That's all I've been doing.
Yes, sir.
You also read? I kid you not. You asked my doctor, Madeline. Woo! Carol, you and Summer and Nelly, y'all three come here.
Uh-oh.
Watch this.
Yes, sir.
Verify.
Yes,
I was caught. Yeah.
Uh-oh.
I'm serious, man. Verified witness.
Yes, sir.
I'm serious. You wait. You wait and see.
Yes, sir.
And they ain't going to lie for nobody because they fear.
Yes,
you know, lies ain't going into the kingdom.
Yes, sir.
Lies is not going into the kingdom.
Yes, sir.
Wait till you hear these three testify.
Yes, sir.
They're going to tell you. If I tell you.
Yes, sir.
I'm doing it.
Yes, sir.
I mean what I say and say what I mean.
Yes, sir.
Now you hear me.
Yes, sir.
All right, let's start with the young one right here. Babe, what did you say to me the other day when I was in the gym working out after I got finished working out? What did you say about my work ethic?
I said that you're working really hard.
Hit that air condition for a second. Because they talk a little bit lower than we do.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I said you're really working hard.
You hear that?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Working hard. But love, how hard, when we at the gym up there, how hard do I work out?
Extremely hard.
You hear that?
Precious. Motivates me to want to also push myself.
You hear that?
Yes, sir.
You hear that?
Yes, sir.
Honey, how often you see me in this house in here, and I'm not even at the gym? How often you see me in here working out, stretching, doing everything I can to get this old body ready? How often?
All the time, early in the morning. Lifting weights.
Yes, sir.
Even while being sore and laying blocks and still in the gym, knowing you're sore but working that hard, I couldn't believe it.
Yes, sir. You hear that?
Yes, sir.
We ain't just talking about it.
Yes, sir.
We're being about it.
Yes, sir.
Y'all hear that? Now, y'all do know lives go to hell, right?
Yes, sir.
Y'all do know that, right? Honey, have I always been this way?
Always.
That's it.
Y'all get it?
Yes, sir.
Bless y'all.
Bless you.
Yes, sir.
You hear that?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Got it.
You're going to have to dig deep, damn it.
Yes, sir.
You're going to have to be able to produce more than what you're doing right now. You got to go above and beyond.
Yes, sir.
The call of duty.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I mean?
Yes, sir.
You got to dig deep. You got to dig, get down to the nitty. Even when you feel like quitting,
yeah,
you still got
to
keep going.
Huh?
Push past that governor. Push that governor back and make that damn governor become you.
Ooh.
Push that damn thing way back. See, you're at a certain set point, and then you get up to that threshold, that's it.
Yes,
but when you start pushing that book away back, your endurance level,
yeah,
it gets even greater. Your strength even gets any stronger.
Yes, sir.
And mind you, I ain't no better, no greater, nobody else. I'm just talking about just literally working out because I'm getting ready for this class.
Yes, sir.
I'm talking about working out because I got a lady's damn block up here. Get that sign real quick, teach. That's all I'm talking about. Because I'm getting ready for this class. I'm getting ready to lay these damn blocks. Do you understand me?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I'm talking about, now that is in the natural.
Yes, sir.
Think for a second what happens. I'm going to let y'all in on it. This one. You want to hear it? I'm going to let you in on it.
Yes, sir.
I don't ever get a Sabbath message through the week. I hardly ever done. I can count on one hand how many times I receive a Sabbath message through the week. Y'all deals with everybody differently.
Yep, yes, sir.
I usually get
every Sabbath message, when I'll go to bed tonight, I wake up in the morning, I'll get finished praying, morning devotion, and y'all would download a message right then and there.
Yes, sir.
That's when you know you're hearing it straight from the prophet.
Yes, sir.
Because he's speaking to his people what he wants them to hear.
Yes, sir.
All I do is get on my knees and make myself available.
Yes, sir.
Father, what do you want? This is your people.
Yes, sir.
All I am is a mouthpiece.
Yes, sir.
I'm nothing in your sight yet, you ordained. I'm asking you to please grant me the utterance.
Yes, sir.
Then I may be able to speak to your people, your wisdom, your oracles.
Yes, sir.
I want you to increase. Me, I don't care nothing about it. I just want you to increase.
Yes, sir.
Let us hear from you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes.
That's going to help us bring about a change.
Oh, yes.
That's what I want to be able to hear.
Yes.
Help me.
Help me.
The anointing comes, breaks yokes. That word comes, breaks yokes.
Yes, sir.
Right on, I'm telling you.
Yes.
That, we gave you the natural, I just got finished giving you the spiritual. I'm telling you, it's all about sacrifice and commitment.
Yes, sir.
That's what it is. It's all about driving on and never ever quitting in the face of adversity. That's what it's all about. It's all about striving to enter in at the straight gate. That's what it's about, striving. That means going against wind and tide and then being content to go against wind and death.
Come on.
That's what it's talking about.
Hallelujah.
That's the spirit.
Yes, sir.
In the spirit.
Hallelujah.
That's what it's about. Not the words.
Yeah.
Woo. The action.
Hallelujah.
That's what it's about.
Yes, sir.
See, I just got finished revealing you the things that you never see.
Mm-hmm.
But he said, whatever you do in secret, I'm going to reward you openly. How do I get the reward? I get the reward and the blessing to be able to see what he said was going to happen, what he said was going to bring to pass, come to pass.
Yes, sir.
That's my blessing.
Yes, sir.
You hear me, my brother?
Yes, sir.
Just get warm, get
warm.
Getting anointed in here.
Yes, sir.
Come on, my brother. Talk to us.
Hey, I'm being fed after y'all's own heart. Hallelujah. You know, you're a true shepherd, Pastor. You're a true shepherd. We're being fed. I hope y'all grab hold of what the shepherd said, because he just fed us real good. Fed us real good. After the Most High's heart, that comes straight from the throne room of the Most High God. We're going to need that in this day and time.
We're going to need it.
We're going to need it. Because when they come talking to us, I'm going to say, what you going to do? You going to take this chip or this mark or whatever it is, or you going to choose the food or whatever it is? What are we going to do?
I'll tell you exactly what I'm going to do. You present that chip to me. If I can reach out and touch it, I'm going to take it. I'm going to shove it up your ass.
Woo!
Oh, that means it's going to go out in a flame of damn glory.
Oh,
I mean, I probably got to do something to get your ass beat.
Whoa,
see, y'all sure did?
Yes, sir.
He had to do something. To get, come on, man. They beat him to the floor. You can't even tell.
Whoa.
He was even a human being on the stage. Peter said, I ain't even worthy to be crucified like him. Crucify me upside down!
Oh!
You better, I'm telling you, if you don't have this type of tenacity,
come on,
both naturally and spiritually, you can forget about giving up your wicked ass life. Woo! You forget about it. Because you know what? You don't know him because you don't know him in the beauty of holiness, and he ain't never done a damn thing for you. But if he just prayed to you, you don't love your life to death. You don't love your life to death. Like, spin over.
Oh. Yes, sir.
Yeah, me too.
I go.
Woo.
Yes, sir.
We're trying to get some real talk to people.
Yes. Yes.
Trying to bring it out.
That's it.
Bring out that fire.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
We, for all intents and purposes, I can actually gather and stuff. Everything's going good on the Be a Blessing list. We are scheduled for 800 and some people to be here at the Feast of Tabernacles.
Y'all get yourself ready because you don't never know what the Most High Yah is going to be doing. One thing I know is going to be going on, I'm going to win this year Hot Wheels race. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to win this year Hot Wheel race, I'm telling you that. But other than that, but hallelujah, we're looking for the Most High Yah to do great things.
Yes, sir.
And the, you know what the great thing is, right? Is perfecting holiness.
Ooh.
Each and every individual.
Yes, sir.
Right here, perfecting holiness in his sight. That's what we want. Set
yes,
apart. Just be set apart.
Yes, sir.
Set apart. That's what we want more than anything. But, you know, when the book says, behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity,
mm-hmm.
man, it's one of those days, Ron. We just can't wait. I'm serious. We're here, though.
He said he'll command the blessing there.
He won't command it.
Yes, sir.
We got the trumpet starting on the night of the 16th.
Yes,
I see it up there on the calendar next week.
Yes, sir.
All right. Then we 10 days after that, atonement.
Yes, sir.
That's actually on the Shabbat.
Yes, sir.
Atonement on the Shabbat this year. And then we have a few days after that. We got 5 days out there. Then we have the first day of the Feast of Tabernacles. Starts at Wednesday night at nightfall,
yes,
Roman nightfall, the thirtieth of September, starts the 1st of October, the day period. And we are in the feast of the Most High Yah. We thank him for inviting us to his dress rehearsal.
Yes, sir.
That's exactly what it is. And putting us in remembrance.
Yes, sir.
That we are truly grateful for. And, of course, we're still looking for the Most High Yah to help deliver and to heal.
Yes, sir.
And to set free his people. We don't know exactly just when we're going to do the mass deliverance. It may even be, maybe that Shabbat. Don't know. May be there. Who knows? It may be, who knows? The eighth day, the last great day, is on the, isn't that something? The actual eighth day of October. So, man, we're looking forward to a wonderful, wonderful time. More than likely, midnight air is probably going to be, usually happens on the weekend, so it's probably going to happen first day night. But I will tell you this, we'll have a wonderful time. We're going to be joining each other. Leadership class from all the heads of assembly and fellowship. More likely, it's going to be, I don't know. Probably everybody's going to, I may do that to get it out of the way on that sixth day. That sixth day, the preparation day before the Shabbat comes in. That way, we have everybody on the same sheet of music. We'll be able to be into the practice and stuff. And then the feast, you know, Most High Yah will bless us with his presence. Keep everything in orderly.
Yes, sir.
And obedience.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Brother Rob, what you got to say, man? I know you got something on your mind, man.
You know, you said everything. I mean, I'm soaking it up. I'm being fed. It's rare that you can get around people that can feed you. I'm being fed. I'm eating good. You know.
Hallelujah.
And, you know, the appointed time is so important.
It is.
They are so, so important. The scripture tells us the word is a lamp to our feet.
And a light unto our path.
And a good understanding and faith that
keeps our
path.
That is that law.
And I didn't start getting understanding until I started keeping the commandments.
That's right.
Christianity didn't teach me how to keep the commandments. And it wasn't until I started keeping the Shabbat, started keeping the Feast of Trumpets. You know, Pastor, even last first, I had to almost kill myself, that pushing, that pressing you were just talking about.
Right.
To get to the feast of first fruit Pentecost, I couldn't even get my hair cut. I said, I don't care. I'm sorry. I'm coming and getting clown me over my haircut. And I said, okay.
Who is it, Dan?
Oh, I'm here. I came and listen, every single time I push and press to the place that the Most High Yah himself has chosen.
Man, I dealt with that.
Hallelujah.
I dealt with that this weekend.
Yes, sir.
As a matter of fact, you seen the guy get baptized.
Yes, sir.
Brother Daniel. I did a baptism the other
Hallelujah. Day.
He got an analytical mind. A computer genius, and engineer. I mean, he just.
Hallelujah.
You talk to him, he go like, dang, man, you're on a whole total different way. You understand,
right?
Right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But when it comes to that word, now that's something when he can be that intelligent and realize,
yeah,
man, I'm foolish.
Oh,
I don't know nothing.
Oh, no.
I don't know nothing.
I don't.
No, and we talking about a highly intelligent man. I even said it during baptism.
No.
This man's intelligent right here.
Hallelujah.
Shoot, we get Apostle Paul in our midst like that, huh? I tell you, we're going to do nothing but strengthen them.
Hallelujah.
And then we're going to send them out. Put them right out there in the, get out there! On the front line! Get out there! You got me right. I'm clown. And I'll catch up in my damn wheelchair and my damn walker. Let's go! Teacher say right behind me reading. We ain't stopping.
Yes, sir.
We ain't stopping, bro. We getting this done.
Yes, sir.
We are getting this done. D-O-N-E.
Yes, sir.
So we come up there. We're going to come a few days early. Y'all need to make sure that y'all really truly paying attention to us because we're going to lay hands on you.
Okay.
We're going to lay hands on you, all right? Lay hands on you because that's just the way our people done things.
Okay.
They did that for an apartment, which was a bar.
Yes, sir.
You know, the gifts.
Yeah, sir.
That's what we did with Pastor Carr.
Yes,
when me and Elder Rufus went up there to Kansas. We went up there to Kansas. We laid hands on it to a bar gifts. That's what the book says, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, we did that, man. It sure did, and so that the work can go out even the more so because it's all about him and not about us.
Yes, sir.
It's all about him. All right?
Yes, sir.
We're in his service.
Yes, sir.
That's what that IHS really truly means. Not just to be a damn piece of figurehead that people just put up there on the Roman Catholic emblem or some shit like that.
Yes,
we're really truly in his service.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Glory to the King.
Glory to the King.
Man, we got Philippines. We got Australia. We got Africa. England.
Wow.
All in the house. They from Philippines right there.
Yes, sir.
Brother Abraham and Sister Karen. Bless y'all. Bless y'all in Australia. Shalom, shalom.
Well,
I seen our brothers up there in the Philippines. I seen them earlier.
Burning.
They still in there? I know I saw them earlier. They still in there? Elder Rufus, where'd he go? They still in there?
They probably
run into the computer just type now. But they there. Canada in the house. Oh, man, Israel is there.
Yes, sir.
See, there's Australia right there, see?
Yes,
there's another person from Australia.
Yes, sir.
Y'all need to get over there with Brother Abraham and Sister Carrie from Australia. Y'all need to get together.
Yeah.
That land is only so damn big.
Yeah.
Y'all need to call the dining hall so we can hook y'all up. Come on with it, brother.
Yeah, you know, we had a brother call in to the Shabbat from Hawaii. Brother Mike.
I remember him.
Mickey Yahoo's brother. He called in down there, so I say, well, keep on listening to the shepherd, and you never know what the Father's going to do out in Hawaii.
Marion, Baltimore, Hawaii.
Hawaii, that's it right there.
There it is.
Right there. That's it right there. Ma, that's it right there.
Yeah.
That's it. Hey, what's up, Brother Ma? Good to see you, man.
There he is.
Bless you. Bless you. That's it.
It is all over the world, Brother D. Daniel Muir lies then.
That's it.
Daniel Muir, land of Goshen, lies then in the house.
And I got to give Brother Daniel a shout out. I gotta give him a shout out.
Man, Brother Daniel.
Man, listen, I got to get, hey.
Shout him out.
Hey, look, if you see the lines there, that's only a small. He's taking what he's got, the impartation from the shepherd. I went up there, Pastor.
Mm-hmm.
They was casting out devils.
Bro, they after.
I'm telling you, they don't feel roars.
They don't feel roars.
Hey, it was a spirit in there.
Spirit. What's your name? That spirit said, everything.
Everything in the name of Jesus, I command everything.
Teaching them how to do close quarters. y'all doing? They close going combat. They shine the camera on them and robbing them, around corners and like, there you go. I'm like, what in the world? And you know we get our weapons up.
We getting them up.
We getting them up. We got the brothers, got the AIs. And you know we got that Tavor X95, that IWR X95, 556. We learning. I'm here to learn.
The best way to go through is what the Ranger send you through.
That's it.
You know, first class. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
Because that way when you go through, slow is fast. Now, I often tell people that even when riding motorcycles, slow is fast. When you go through the courses, you just get what you need right there, perfect that, get ready for the next one. Don't try to bite off more than you can chew.
Yes, sir.
You know what I mean? You get that, man, you're good to go.
Yes, sir.
And, man, you'll be ready. It don't take long. It don't take long to perfect it. It really, truly don't take long.
Hallelujah.
But when you there, it becomes second nature, and you in it.
Mm-hmm.
You are in it, man.
Yes, sir.
You in it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Man, we got some... They probably had them on the.
I saw it. They was on camera. They was going like that. We got two up there. And they close quarter contest, man. Y'all brothers are wilding out up there. Brother Daniel, man, much respect to what y'all got doing up there. And I didn't forget about the wooden things up there, the posts. Dad, we was out there working on the land.
Right.
And then he made me run a hill.
Oh, yeah. Somebody messed up something, didn't he?
I don't know what I hear.
I'm going to run a hill.
Everybody come to this land, got to run this hill.
Everybody come. Dang, I'm telling you right now, I'm coming to the land. I'll be damned if I'm going to run that hill. You going to run that damn hill. I don't run enough hills.
Yeah, but hey, it's because they spent time receiving the impartation.
Oh yeah,
and just submitting and learning.
Mm-hmm.
And Elder Rufus, he said, man, you watch him pray. He said, because Daniel and them came and they got the impartation.
They did.
Submitted.
They did.
Learned.
Daniel.
And applied.
Rob. Brother Samuel. Brother Lee. The four horsemen.
Ooh.
And not the four horsemen of apocalypse. The four horsemen. Four dogs right there, man. Brother, I'm telling you, man, that is the strength and nucleus of Goshen.
And then
of Indiana right there.
Hey, and then
you got Aaron, Moses, Joshua, and Caleb right there. Right there. Yeah, I'm telling you, they ain't playing no games, but they mean business.
And you know the man that sold them the house?
Yeah.
Came and got delivered.
He
got healed and all that stuff.
I know. I was getting ready to ask because I ain't seen him in a while. But I was getting ready to ask him where has he been at lately. But you're right. He did. He came.
Yeah.
Sure did.
Blessings. Double honor to y'all, brothers. They was praising the Most High. They was shaking the house down.
Brother.
House is about to fall apart. Them big muscle-bound
brothers. Believe me. I know if not.
Believe.
Elder Rufus just tell me they are outside now praising y'all because they about to tear down trailer park. They got a big ass 24-28 foot wide trailer, man. They done danced the damn joints just about out of sync. And we getting ready to build another fellowship hall down there.
That's
straight with joints because there's just too many of them. Too many people come. They literally busting at the seams down there.
Wow.
They literally they ain't enough. You know. There's not, what do y'all say, there's not even room enough to even receive a blessing. You know, they talk about tithes in the store. They don't even know what the tithe is.
Mm.
Now, they don't even know what the hell it is. It's never mind. Just never mind. The secrets of y'all belong to them that fear him.
Yeah.
Period, point, dang, blank. But I tell you, man, they getting it done.
Yes, sir.
But, I see what the Most High is doing. The Most High is trying to free me up.
Yes, sir.
To actually get me to get out again.
Yes, sir.
Because you remember, when it was, 10, 11, 12, when I was out running all over America?
I
was running all over America, man. I was all over the place. And I was in I've been to Hawaii. I've been to California. I've been to Texas. Before all y'all even came in, is that right?
I've
been to all these places.
Yes.
Been to all of these places and stuff. And then he turned around and sent me right back around again.
Oh.
And he seemed like he's doing it again. Except this time, is to be able to, look what he says. When he says, go and teach all nations.
Mm-hmm.
And he's talking about making disciples, taught one.
That means when you teach, now let me see. I know how to be a paratrooper.
Mm-hmm.
I can teach you how to be one.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have an aircraft, but we ever get an aircraft, I can teach you. I know how to rappel out of a helicopter, and I know swing low because I'm aerosol as well.
Mm-hmm.
Brother Gideon, Ranger, everyone, he can do that.
Yes.
You want to know how to be a Ranger? You want to learn how to deny yourself.
Ooh.
See, what a lot of people don't know about Ranger School, you'll go there weighing 200 pounds.
Oh.
But when you graduate, you weigh 160.
Oh.
So don't talk to him about crucifying the damn flesh. I don't even want to hear.
Ooh.
You understand me?
Yes, sir.
No, we talking about, you hear me?
Yes, sir.
You start at 200, but you leave there 160. You look like a damn skeleton when you leave there.
Yes, sir.
Come on, Ranger, talk to me, damn it. Talk to me.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Mm.
Yes, sir. Deny yourself.
The whole, that's it. Everything is. Everything is.
Hallelujah.
And, you know, the heathen in the world has not perfected all that.
Yes, sir.
You see, the most part, I said it in a video earlier today. I don't even know if I posted. I plan on posting on Patreon. I'm going to let the cat out of the bag right now.
Yes, sir.
When they send us through all this training, now everybody don't go through this training because it's voluntary.
Yes, sir.
You get it, it's truly voluntary. Everybody don't go through this kind of training because who in the hell is going to volunteer to actually literally crucify yourself?
Mm-hmm.
Who won't do that?
Yeah.
All right? The military has figured out, and this is the way it is. Yeah. The more you're in sleep deprivation, the more you're in a weak state,
mm-hmm.
and you have trainers in front of you, the more you'll comply.
Hmm.
Because you're trying to get to an expected end. You're trying to graduate. Did I just say something? See, that's why only a few can do it. That's why only a few can do it. But see, the whole time what's going on is the you, who you thought you were,
mm-hmm.
is being torn out.
Yeah.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's all being torn out.
Mm-hmm.
When you get finished your graduating stuff, now it's time to start the rebuilding process.
Yes.
Now you're built back stronger than what you was when you first came.
Yeah.
Grab
that branch.
Mm.
Yes, sir.
Ranger said,
yes, sir.
6 hours of sleep total for 3 months. We call that drone stage. To where you're functioning out of nothing but.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing but what's deep down inside of you.
Ooh.
That means when there's nothing more left of you.
Yes, sir.
Let me see. The Messiah, he made it simple for us when he spoke to the Apostle Paul. He said, go to Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. He made it real simple for us. I appreciate you being here with us tonight on the broadcast.
It's a privilege.
I truly do.
It's a privilege.
I truly do because we want Israel.
It's a privilege.
I'm going to tell you right now, y'all ain't got to go through all this shit that we done been through just get y'all. Go ahead and read. Romans chapter 12, verse 1. Come on.
I beseech.
That means I am begging you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm invoking you. I am inviting you and I'm calling you near to me. That's what the word beseech means. Come on.
You. Therefore.
Woo. What is it?
Brethren.
Mm. Who?
Brethren.
Come on.
By.
The what?
The mercies of Yah.
You hear that? I'm begging you by the mercies of Yah.
Hallelujah.
You hear me? I'm literally begging you by the mercies of Yah. The tender mercies of Yah. I'm inviting you by the mercy of you stubborn, stiff-necked, stout-hearted, wicked-ass people. You. That's what I'm doing. Come on. That you present your what?
Your body.
And a living appetite
for
living sacrifice. Not a living appetite
living sacrifice.
A living sacrifice. You present your body as a living what?
Sacrifice.
Lay your ass down and get ready to die.
Oh. Come on. Holy. Acceptable.
That's the key word right there. He the one is the one who determines what is holy and what is acceptable.
Yes, sir.
Your bodies. Not you. You don't get to determine a damn thing. He does. He is the one determining, okay, good. You have met the conditions. This is an acceptable sacrifice. Now I can receive it.
Oh.
Don't you come up here with me with no damn Cain offering.
Oh.
Offer me whatever the hell you want. No.
Wow.
Abel has done that which is right. But if you don't do that which is right, it'll be well with you. And not only that, you still get the rule over it. Come with it.
Acceptable unto God.
Which is
your law. Reasonable. Served.
After the Most High God come down with Shemaim and done been impaled on a tree. Divest himself of all power and glory. Just to show that it can be done. Overcome the evil one, the wicked one. Is it not our reasonable service to give him thanks and to serve him the same way?
Amen.
Read on.
And
what?
Be not conformed.
And be not conformed to what?
This world.
Some of you, you've been here, look, you've been in this world 20 and 30, 40 years. You've got more in this world than you do in Yahoo. And we still can't see the transformation of you. We still see the conformance of the world in you. We still can't see the transformance in you. We can't see it. We can't see it. We still see the same old person. I can cut on YouTube and still see you. I can cut on the damn TV and still see you.
Hallelujah.
And be not conformed to this world, but be what?
Transformed.
By the what?
By the renewing
of your what?
Of your mind.
Get this shit out of there. Get it out.
Get
this old man out. Get it out.
Hallelujah.
Let's get the new stuff in.
Woo!
So you know how to function.
Oh!
So you know how to present what is good and what is acceptable and what is the perfect will of Yah, which is your reasonable service.
Oh!
See this word? This is a life-giving word.
Life. Living.
Yes,
and when we get finished talking about it, you'll see us be about it.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Because it's a living testimony. It's deep in our soul.
Yes, sir.
Come on with it.
Yes, sir.
That you may prove. What is that good?
What is that good?
And acceptable.
Come on.
And perfect.
We just not get finished quoting that.
Yes, sir.
Come on.
Will of Yah.
I hope that everybody can hear. I really truly do.
Yes.
We got Feast Tabernacles coming up here. We hope everybody's getting their stuff ready. Make sure that you have. Make sure you bring a chair. Bring a flashlight. Make sure that you always prepare for rain. All right? Always prepare for rain and stuff. Because if you don't prepare for rain, you're going to have a miserable time. But guess what? It's a learning curve for you. But if you follow the instructions that we give you, you'll be just fine.
Yes, sir.
You may want to get your 5-gallon bucket. Wisdom, and then go buy one of those nice little outdoor stores, get you one of those fancy little seats. Your ass don't know the difference between those little fancy toilet seats that's dipping in a 5-gallon bucket and it does a regular old porcelain garden. It don't know no difference. I promise you. And get some Capricorn and throw it in there, you won't know no difference. But you don't have to use Capricorn if you don't want to spend all that money, but you don't want to smell your piss. And you want to drop your boo-boo and stuff, hey, think about it. What did our people do? Did they have porta-potties in the wilderness?
No, sir.
No. You know what they did? They leaned their ass against a tree and they went popping. That's what they did. And seeing everybody today, they thinking, man, we got to have, who in the hell say you got to have a municipal water supply in order to be able to survive? Why do you think the Most High God even invites us to these dress rehearsals in the first place? Huh? Because, man, we've been too easy in Zion. That's what we have been, man. The convenience of the world is literally ruined us today that we don't even seek after Yah no more. Because everything is so conducive to the flesh.
Oh.
Everything is.
Wrong life. Yep.
Oh, and we don't know how to be thankful, don't know how to be appreciative.
Yes.
To the blessings of the Most High God, which is rich and added no sorrow. sir. Y'all better hear me.
Yes, sir.
Listen to me real close.
Yes, sir.
Get you a nice waterproof tent.
Yes, sir.
Get you a nice cot. Don't do like me and Mother Carol and Dale and Doug and them did. We did the first couple tabernacles and now, man, we slept flat out on the ground.
Oh.
You did too, did you?
Yes.
No, now listen. Listen to me. When we was in our 20s and our 30s at ground, we could do that.
Yes, sir.
Boys don't work so good. It hurts. And you wake up with back problems, I'm telling you. Get you a nice little cot there. And then, you know, later on what you can do is you got a jackass of you, you can saddle it up and put it up on that donkey and head on down the road until it's time to camp again.
Yes, sir.
Better hear what I'm saying. That's what you can do.
Yes, sir.
But it's going to be a wonderful time. We're going to be rejoicing on the Most High God. He said in his word, whether two or more are gathered together in my name there, he will be in the midst. He will be here in the midst. That we promise you, he will be. Because we are going to lift him up. And how we're going to lift him up, we're going to humble ourselves under the mighty hand of Yah.
Yes, sir.
That's what we're going to do.
Yes, sir.
So that he himself may exalt us. And only he can exalt us.
Only.
And that's it. But I promise you one thing, we're going to lift him up. That's what we're going to do. And give him all of the glory. So we hope that you can make it here. We do. We truly do. Because it's a life-changing experience if you can submit yourself to the righteousness of Yah.
That's right.
Brother Rob, I'll give you the last word, my brother. This is our last word.
Keep the commandments. It's the feast commandment. They are divine instructions for our benefit, for our blessing. So I would encourage you. Get here, be here, do what you got to do. Don't make any excuses. And continue to send your gifts in to support the ministry. I see the word. I see it. I see where it's going. Every time I see a tractor or a truck or a refrigerator, I'm like, okay, listen. Please continue to support the work of this ministry. This ministry is good ground. Every time I see it, it's back, okay? Pressed out. Shake together, running over. He's returning it. So I would encourage you, support with, what is it, the be a blessing?
Be a blessing.
Be a blessing to the ministry. So I know we have a list of things that
that's
we
right.
Please find out how you can support the ministry to make sure that we have everything that we need to feed the people, to support the people, to feed the people, because everything that comes in is going right back towards the work of the ministry,
going right?
Right
back to the work of the ministry.
I see it.
Right back to the work
it.
Of the ministry.
So please, find out how you can support. Be here. Keep the commandments. Let's dwell together in unity. And it's there he said he would do what? Psalm 133, command the blessing.
That's right. So, brothers and sisters, we got the Lions Den coming up. Within 5 or 10 minutes after this, after we get finished giving you our salutations for the night, the Lions Den are coming up. Myself, Teacher Shane, Brother Rob, Brother Yashar, DMV, head of DMV, we'll be signing off here tonight. Looking forward to actually seeing y'all over at the Lions Den, and then tomorrow morning, Shabbat service. Elder Rufus is down in Straightway, Houston, with Brother Greg, who's the head of a fellowship and assembly down there. You're within 2-3 hours of that particular fellowship. You may want to get there and fellowship with them. Lions Den coming up with Daniel Mirror, Brother Rob, Brother Samuel, and Brother Lee. We're looking forward to seeing you and you there. And don't forget, Teacher Eric is probably coming out with a teaching, Brother Ugly, as well with the Straightway News. All right, it's coming out. And then also the elders every first day. They have a message between Elder Donnie, Teacher Shane, Deacon Bell, and Elder Doug. They are there. Then we have the Sisters broadcast every Thursday, World Thursday, 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. And there. So don't tell me we don't have enough. Between that and between the YouTube channel, the Patreon channel, there's plenty for you to be fed on. So with all that said, we're looking forward to hearing from you, seeing you in the prospective area and places we're going to be at. We bless you all in the sweet presence of the strong and victorious and mighty overcoming name of our soon coming King, Yahshua HaMashiach. Jesus, the Christ, the King, is coming. Hallelujah.